Okay.
I'm going to try to finish my Machine's Day, because you will forget everything in a month from now. And we have so much to do. So what I did was to shortcut it. As you can see, for the most of it, the stuff that's not indented is the Avudraham, and then the Psukim and basic Perushim on the Psukim that I think are relevant to understanding it are in the indent. So we can just go line by line on the Avudraham and try to understand the Psukim that it comes from. Okay? So, so he doesn't have a source from Avir Shena. We'll see that the Ribben Yakar will a little bit, but on the next lines, the Avudraham says, now here, I will be honest, I have no idea what he wants from me. Where he says, Al Shem Vayifek Ratzon Me Hashem. Now, I don't know why you needed a pasuk for Yi Ratzon Belfanecha Hashem. And the pasuk he quotes is, Matza Isha Matza Tov Vayifek Ratzon Me Hashem. That if, from Mishle, that if you find a wife, you found goodness and will take out goodness, the will of God. And Mitzudat David says, because Kimatilato Menachet, that the context is clear that it means that if you have a good wife, it will save you from sin. Now, since that is the theme of the rest of much of this paragraph, maybe that's what he's thinking, that we pick up, but I honestly don't know, but I give you.
You can't say that until you get married. You can't say you're set in the morning.
Yeah, so I'm not really sure. Next line. He says, Velokei Avotai, why do we invoke our forefathers? He says, Berova Tfilot, Maskirin Schulavot, because you know, that's something we do in Tfila. We mention the merit of our fathers.
So let's throw in there.
So then he says, V'im tomar bracha zulama ina potachat v'baruch. Why doesn't this bracha start with baruch? V'alo ein bracha smuchala. It has no bracha before it. She'elu ha-bracha raktanon einan somchala. Because the rule is that bracha smuchala chaverta doesn't apply with short bracha. She'kol achamen tzarech l'omra b'sha'ata. Because each one must be said at the proper time following the Rambam. So what's the obvious answer? What do you mean? This is the bracha of Ma'avir Shena. It's a big bracha. It has a baruch at the beginning. So look at the fourth line. V'yesh lomar, shisiyum ha'shel bracha Ma'avir Shena. Because it is bracha Shena. I think you all knew that, right? That Ma'avir Shena and the Hiratzon is one big bracha?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's what he says. So he said, the answer is it does have a baruch. Okay. Now that you were all shocked by that point, let's continue in the Peirush. The katavo, shetzarech lomar v'hiratzon, Bivav. And then he notes that it's not Yihi Ratzon, it's Vihi Ratzon. Because it's linked to the previous part. Okay, good. End of the line. Now let's go to the rest of the phrases. Shetargileinu b'toratecha. So where do we get these words? You should make us accustomed to your Torah. Al shem v'eshmirat toratcha tamid le'olam. So as I said, this is the Avudraham. The indented stuff is the Peirush on the Psukim that are relevant. So he says, that pasuk comes from Tehillim, that I shall keep your Torah forever. V'afal pi sha'tov v'hara misurin b'yad ha'adam, even though good and bad is given over to the man, i.e. what we call free will, whom it's balel l'shem l'sayo l'asot tov l'drachet min hara. Very good. So, what is he accomplishing here? So here he says that what's his keep? According to him, what does he need the pasuk for the phrase of Shetarki Leinu B'Toratecha? For him, what does he need a pasuk? Not just for the source, but in this case, the pasuk is going to answer a theological question, which is, how throughout this bracha do we seem to be asking God to what? To protect us from sin. Isn't that a violation of free will? Right? And what's his answer? We're not asking God to take away our free will. We're asking God for help. Right? For help, to make it easier. Now, where does he get that notion? So for the Avudraham, that's what he gets from Psukim in this case. Right? Is that we're not asking God to make us good, but to help us good. Now, where does he get that? So look at what he's quoting. So the Perek, this is Perek Kuf Yutet in Tehillim, which the longest, right? The longest. It's going to be quoted a lot today. I quoted a few psukim before. V'yivu'eni chasdecha Adonai tshuatchakim ratecha. Your chesed will be brought to me, your salvation, And I will respond to those who disgrace me because I trust in you. Right? And nothing true will be held from me because I hoped towards your laws. And I will keep your Torah. To walk in the street because your mitzvot I sought. Now, the Avud Raham is clearly reading the Pasuk the way the Mitzvot David is. Because there's an ambiguity in Veshmira. What's the ambiguity in Veshmira? I will or allow me to. Right? Because he's davening. So is he saying, protect me because I will keep your Torah? Or is he davening to allow me to bring the Torah? And he's saying, well, what that is as the Mitzvot David says, Tein mili bi lishmor. Because if you allow me to do it, what he's saying is, listen, I'm not asking you, God, to protect me for no reason. I'm asking you to help me keep the mitzvot, and then I will deserve to be protected. That's how the Mitzvot David is reading the pasuk, just like the Radak. Ve'eshmira, allow me to protect. Why? Kasher yifu mirgalim b'fi, when the Torah is murgal, meaning I become accustomed to it, eskerem tamid. So now you said, Josh said, where does he get the notion shetargileini? That's not in the pasuk. And what does the Radak tell you? It is. Why? Tamid. Let me keep the mitzvot always. How do we say that in normal Hebrew? Make me become accustomed. Targileini b'taratecha. That's the pshat in the pasuk. So how did he get that? He probably read it the way Mitzvah David, the Radak, the Pasuk was. Oh, I pray to God to let me keep the Torah all the time. In normal Hebrew, that is, Targileini b'taradecha, let me become accustomed to your Torah. L'olam v'ed kolomar kloy me'oti. O perish l'olam v'ed, l'olam haba, maybe even in olam haba. Kolomar ni'eshmur ha'torah tamid b'olam hazeh, v'ti'eshmur ali b'olam haba. Right, either in this world, or maybe, if you do it in this world, I'll be rewarded in the world to come. O Perusha, or the third, Toratcha Shehi Omed Lalam Eshmarat Tamid, or the Torah is forever, and that's why I will keep it forever. Because, you know, an eternal Torah deserves eternal observance. So I assume that the Abarmanel is reading some combination of the Radak and the David here, that Targileini B'Toratecha is, help me keep the Torah so that I will be protected. And help me do it behergel, on a regular basis, because Torah demands constant observance. And that is what is going to make you deserve all the bracha that you're going to get, which is what this bracha is about. It's about, God, help me keep the Torah so that I deserve goodness. So if you look at the Malbim, for example, he says, Veshmera Toratcha Tamid, Vizeh Yechaper Avon. That's the point. Is I'm not directly asking for atonement, even. What am I asking for? I'm asking for help to keep the Torah. That is what will bring atonement. That's what will bring the bracha. Okay, I'm going to skip the Yosef David, who has a much more complicated read of it, but that seems to be what he's getting at. Okay? Then what is the next thing we say? Make me cling to your mitzvot. So here he quotes two possible sources. One is Tehillim Samach Gimel, Davka Nafshi Acharecha. When my soul
sticks
after you. Uchtiv, and a second buzzer is Hadricheni Benetiv Mitzvotecha. Okay, so let's start with number one. So this is from Tehillim Samach Gimel. What does it mean to cling to God's mitzvot? So the pasuk says, "Mizmor leDavid, biyotu b'midbar Yehuda, Elohim Eliata, Ashacharecha, Tzama lecha nafshi, kama lecha v'sari be'eretz Yav v'yekli mayim." Okay, before we even get to the pasuk, right? What does it mean to cling to God? A mizmor leDavid when we were in the midbar Yehuda, right? David is midbar Yehuda, right? When he's running away from Shaul, what does he say? God, you are my God. I shall, what is tzama lecha nafshi? I thirst for you. Now, why do I why does my nefesh thirst for you?
To be close to you, like to do your rezos.
Because nefesh in the ancient Near East and all the cognate languages of Hebrew didn't originally mean soul. It meant throat. Sama lecha nafshi. Right? The imagery, it becomes to mean soul because of the centrality of breath and breathing. Right? But sama lecha nafshi means my throat. Like I am thirsty for God. Not in the weird way that that's used in modern terms, I understand. Meaning I was in a desert and I thirsted for water and I thirsted for God. Right, that's the image. I saw you in holiness to call to you, etc. And in that context, you get the last two psukim. Sorry, I'll go back one more. If I remember you in my bed, and then when I get up in the morning, right, or I will think about you. My soul clings to you. So, right. So, what is the imagery? It means it's more than just let me keep it. It's there's an emotional valence to there, right? Let me be attached to you. That's what's going to support me because I'm like I'm holding. Your hand, as it were, you're holding my hand, right? I feel close to you. I need you. That's what compels me to mitzvah. That's what supports me, right? It's what obligates me, but what supports me. So you look at mitzvah David, davka, al ki, davka nafshi lalechad arecha, lazet, amcha b'yiminecha, lavalamot. I clung to you to follow you. That's what gives me support. Or the Ibn Ezra, davka, ein ahava l'nafshi rakach arecha. It's a language of love, right? So tadbikein mitzvotecha means let me not just keep the mitzvot, but let me be in love with the mitzvah, in love with God. Okay? The Alshich goes farther and he says the point is that it should transform me so that even my body, right, not just my soul, but like my body as part of it, will be obsessed with God. It'll sanctify, right, and the body itself will become holy. Right, that's what mitzvot have the power to do. That they are mekadesh the chomer, right? That mitzvot per se, because I'm doing them with my body, they sanctify it. Now he develops this a bit, but right, that's part of this idea. The Malbim adds davka nafshi acharecha shal yidei zen zgardi eichli yeshli dveikot mishnei tzadim. I remember that there are two ways that I cling to God: imitzidecha on my side and your side, meaning. I want to be with you, you want to be with me, right? The language of Dveikut, he argues, isn't just about me emotionally wanting to be with God, but is that I recognize there's a mutuality. There's a mutuality to the relationship. And so when you say Tadbikeni, it's not just let me cling to the mitzvot, it's let me cling to you through the mitzvot. Right? And that's what that means. That's what it means in context. Now, the other one is very weird. Because for some reason, now why does he quote a separate mitzvah? Because he says, the idea of Dveikut he gets from Tehillim Samach Gimel. But in Tehillim Samach Gimel, you're clinging to God directly. Where does he get the notion that that mitzvot are that? So he says, well, when I ask God to make me cling to the mitzvot, what am I really asking him? To teach me how to be godly. So where does he get that idea from? Tehillim Lamed Gimel, that Horeini Adonai Derech Chukecha Vetzrena Ekev, teach me your mitzvot, God. Why? Havinenu Vetzra Torecha Veshma V'Cholev, right? Make me understand it. Hadricheini B'Nativ Mitzvotecha Kivau Chafatzti, and lead me in the path of your mitzvot, because that's what I want to do. So he's connecting these, and he's saying, in Tehillim Samach Gimel, I learn about clinging to God. And here I learned that what is the expression of that desire of God? God training me in mitzvot. So he connects the two and he says the phrase of Tadbikeinu Mitzvotecha connects these two ideas. The idea of love and the idea that the expression of that love is mitzvot. And again, the Mefarshim assume that the as we already saw, that the key word, that what does it mean to really be taught the mitzvot? To make them habituated. That idea of targileinu. Right. So you see, here as well, the Ben Ezra says, kamo hargileini. It means the same as lehargil, the radak. Adds that it's not just my actions, but it's to give me that emotional capacity. That my heart should be open, and I won't make mistakes. The mitzvah that David says, give me help. Right? And why now? Again, the theological problem, why would God do this? Isn't this a problem? And the answer is, so as the Mitzvah that David says, no. Chazal say, the one who comes to be purified, God helps him. Meaning, you daven for it to show that this is in line with your free will. You're asking God to help you. Right? That's in line with your free will. So you're just asking for help. And the Yosef David makes this very clear. And he says, Efshar de kavana de avagav de kol bidei shamayim. Even though everything is the hands of heaven, chutz mi'irat shamayim, except for fear of God, mikol makom kishiyeshit orut tachton, HaKadosh Baruch Hu ozer. When there is an awakening from below, so then God will help. And that's what the point of this tefillah is. And the Malbim suggests that the pshat in the pasuk is, listen, maybe the general approach to God we could do without help. But there's so many mitzvot and there's so many details. If God doesn't help us, like, deal with it, it's an overwhelming system. And therefore, right, which is a little bit different than saying we're allowed to ask God to help us, and that's not a violation of free will. He says, listen, we've got to pick the basic path. But then we can ask for help in the details, because the details are really hard without some help, right? So it's not even help us become people who want to do mitzvot. It's, we really want to do mitzvot, help us practically, right? Help us practically, we just can't do it without you. Teach us, show us how to do the details. So targileinu might be about the emotion. It might be about us opening up to God and then God reciprocating. It might be about us saying, listen, we've chosen the path, but you've got to teach us the details. Like, you've got to actually show us or help us, yom yom, how to fulfill it. Okay, next expression. Va'al tivyenu lidechei, right? So if you lost us, the next non-indented. Don't bring us to sin. Where's that from? From Breishit Perek Chaf. Echtoch gam anochi mechatoli. From Avimelech. Avimelech, the kol zeh ne'amar al shem mikol orach ra kiliti ragli v'ashiva ragli al edotecha. Now, what is the story by Avimelech? Why is this a good source? Right, he wants to tell you, what does it mean when you say al tevi'enu lidechet? So someone tell me the story outside of Avimelech.
He was almost over
Ashes. Very good. God came to him in a dream. And what does he say? Look. Vayomer Adonai, Agoy gan tzadik ta'arog. You're going to kill a tzadik? Halo hu amar li achotihi. He told me that she's his sister. Vihik amar li achihu. And she said also, betam levivin, mikon mikion kapay asitizot. I did this innocently. Well, what has God said? Vayomer elav Elohim b'chalom, gam anochi yadati ki b'dam levav chasit hazot, ve'echsoch gam anochi yadcha mechatali, al kein netaticha legoela. He said, I know you didn't mean to. That's why I stopped you. Right? So what does he think it means to al tivyenu lidechet? Help me not violate a sin that I legitimately don't want to do. Right? Because we already talked about helping me keep the mitzvah. Now he's saying, but sometimes you might do something by accident. Don't let me do that either. Just like Avimelech. Okay. V'timtza b'yetzer hara. Rasha lo marlach haskol olech achar yitzro naset. Rasha. So the point of this is that you will be, right, Anyone who follows the HR becomes evil. And the source for this is, I skipped here a little bit. Sorry, I skipped one pasuk. Velo yidin nisayon. I skipped one. Don't bring me to a test. Kishem elocha lamod b'nisayon. Why don't I want to be tested? Because I might fail. Okay? He doesn't even quote a pasuk. He just says, we ask God, don't test me because you might fail. That's a svara. Velo yidin nisayon. Why don't I want to be disgraced? Yaduahu. That is known. People don't like being disgraced. The pasuk, they don't like it. V'archikenu mi'etzer hara. What does it mean to distance me from yetzer hara? So what is that doing? Again, you see, by the way, how the Budraham, the way he utilizes psukim here is totally different than everywhere else. Yeah, it's much more poetic. It's much more loose. So he says, okay, what's the idea of distancing us from yetzer hara?
That's how Hashem helps us not
to say. Ki yetzer lev ha'adam rami ne'urav. Why do we need to be distanced from it? Because... So he quotes Noach, where God said, "Vayarach Adonai Reach Nichalach, Vayomer Adonai Libo, Lo Sif Lekaleta Od Ed Adamah Bavur Adam Ki Yitzer Lev Adam Rami Nurav Lo Sif Od Lakod Ed Kol Chai Gasher Asiti." God says, "I can't curse the Jews anymore because they're just bad from birth." Meaning, what is Harchikenu for him? We're naturally bad, and therefore, it takes an active putting distance to make us avoid sin because we're naturally sinful. Okay, v'timtza ki yitzer hara, v'gadz rasha lomar lecha, v'shakol olecha chore yitzro, nasa rasha, k'shin tzarech lizar mizer, and if you follow your avira, you follow yitzara, you are a rasha, chin tzarech lizar v'amrin v'yushalmi, v'yitzir Hashem v'mcha kol choli, ze yitzer hara, shemitchilato matok v'sof mar. And he quotes the Yerushalmi that says, listen, the yitzer hara is one of those things, at first it seems sweet, then it's not. That's why it's so dangerous. Okay. V'advikenu b'yitzer hatov. Where do I get the idea of clinging to the Yetzer Tov? He says, very simple. Sur me rav yase tov. The Pasuk Dilim says that after you get rid of bad, then turn towards good. Now, what does that mean? So the Ibn Ezra just says, mitzvah lo tase, vase tov, mitzvah ase. It means love him and ase, right? The Radak disagrees. And he says, no, sur meira means don't do bad. Ase tov means do all mitzvot in the Torah. Right? Malbim on that pasuk says, what does it mean? Sur meira v'ase tov, shetimsa ben bin adam, she'im yesh mitzvot laser rav v'gam tov, v'tasur meira v'tase tov, ma she'im kein, b'medaber lo tuchal laser tov, ki'im, so he says, listen, by actions, there are hybrids. By words, there aren't as much. So he says, listen, by words, make me avoid bad. By actions, let me do pure good. That's what he understands it. Okay. Utneni, next part. Utneni lechesed l'rachamim b'einecho v'einecho ro'ai. Al shame umatza chen v'seichel tov b'nei Elohim v'adam klomar she'ahuv l'shamayim l'briot. It means, may I be beloved to heaven and earth. Based on the pasuk in Mishlei, where right, it says, keep the Torah, why umatza chen v'seichel tov b'nei Elohim v'adam. So there I just gave you Rabbeinu Yonah and the Malbim. The Rabbeinu Yonah says, how will I do this? By doing chesed. If you do chesed, people will like you, and God will like you. And then he goes on to prove this, if you needed proof, because he says, "Call marachim abriot, abriot marachim alav." Anyone who has mercy on people, people have mercy on him, etc. And the Malbim says, he says very simple. Human intellect can get you as far as having people like you. If you want God to like you, you need a little bit of divine wisdom. What we're asking God for is to teach us Torah so that we have human wisdom, divine wisdom, so we can be liked by God and people. And that's what is being captured in this line. And then the last part of it. V'gomlani chasadim tovim al shem kimul alav decha echyeh. That is Tehillim Kuf Yutet. Right, which is give us chesed so that I will, right, reward me so that I will live. Ki be'erev adam ayef yageya. And he said, what is the reward? Why do we say this on Ma'avir Shena? Because remember, so far, all of this we've said, wait a second, how does this connect to Ma'avir Shena? Remember, that was the opening of the bracha. So now we get back to it. And he says, Ma'avir Shena is the continuation of, essentially, Hanotein Layav Koach, that theme, which is, Ki be'erev adam ayef yageya, at night you're tired, v'olech lishon, and you go to sleep, v'areyu kamed, and you're like dead. U'mafkid nishmato b'yad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you give your soul to God, v'gomeli mo chesed, and what's the ultimate kindness? That God gives us back our soul, which, chadashim lebakarim, rabba emunatecha, and it rejuvenates us to a new day of physical and spiritual success. So according to, well, let's just look at his last line, and we'll tie it all together. Baruch atah Hashem gomel chasadim tovim, shne'emar, where does that come from? Asher gomlem karachamav. Ukirov Chasadav, this is a pasuk in Yeshayahu, that Chasdei Adonai Askir Tilot Adonai Al Kol Asher Gemalanu Adonai Raftuv Levei Yisrael Asher Gemalav Kerachamav Ukirov Chasadav. So Radak says that Chasdei Hashem Amar Navi Al Chasadim Sherelo Akel, God showed the kindness of God, Sheyase Latid Lamo, he'll do it for the nation as well. Right, so this hybrid, right, that the good that's done to the individual shows us what God is going to do for the nation, so therefore we can end with Gomel Chasadim Tovim Lamo Yisrael. Okay, so now let's tie together. How does the Avudraham understand this bracha from beginning to end? So let's start all the way at the beginning. Ma'avir Shena, according to him, why is this a bracha about Ma'avir Shena? Because it's about a new day of opportunities, right? It's about as many mistakes as we made yesterday, we're given a new chance, right? That is the theme of the whole bracha. And then, line by line, so what did he do? Point one is, we daven b'schut avot, because we do. Okay? Keeping the Torah, he says, you might think that's a problem of free will, but it's not, because we're just asking for help, right? And as we saw in some of the Mefarshim, maybe what we're asking for is not just help in the Ratzon, which might be allowed, but help in keeping the details. We're asking not just to keep the mitzvot, but v'tadbikeinu mitzvotecha, as we saw based on the psukim, is the emotional connection, which is reciprocal, right? Tineinu l'chesed l'chesed l'rachamim. Oh, I skipped the page, didn't I? Second. Yeah, there we go. Sorry. I skipped there. Al tivieni lo lidecheit is the emphasis of avoiding the negative and the positive. Why do we not want a nisayon? Because it's obvious. We don't want a bizayon. Obvious. Why do we use the language of a veirot of l'harchi kenu? Because Bresha tells us that sin is the natural state of man. And therefore, it's a particular challenge. God is really distancing us from that which is the norm. And then we ask for Torah specifically, because Torah will make us be able to have a good relationship with God and with people. And that's the reward we want, right? Basically, we say, look, as we start the new morning and we rejuvenate ourselves, God, give us basically the capabilities to keep the mitzvot and live a good life, right? Help us in our quest, right? That is basically, right, that very long bracha from all the psukim that he quoted. That seems to be what emerges from the Avudraham. I will show you that the Ri Ben Yakar has actually a more expansive read on this. So we started the Ri Ben Yakar last week, but let's look at it now. He ties it together. He says, first of all, Ma'avir Shena Utruma Me'afapai Lefi Kshever Yadav Al Eina Avu Borech Pokech Ivrim Hever Shena Me'inav Ktzat. Right, when you rub your eyes the first time, so you say Pokech Ivrim Uktzat Me'afapai Avakati Otzim Me'inav, but your eyes are still closed. We have a new bracha. And then last week we saw it's a mitzvah because of Kol Pal Hashem Manehu. That was last week. The second shot was another mitzvah, was Al Titein Shena Leinecha L'Afapecha Tenuma in Mishle, where we saw that means let us keep the mitzvot, don't let us be too exhausted to keep mitzvot. And then his third is, no, taking it farther now than the Avudraham, what is the point of this whole bracha? V'oh, kishen achat mishishimita. Sleep is 1/60th of death. And what we're thanking God for is this idea that we got a life back, right? But now he develops it. So look here, number two, right after we finish the Avudraham, he says, V'domeh tzat l'tchera mitim. waking up is like Tana Meitim a little bit. The Amar Bebreshit Rabbah, Reb Chanina Omar Shalosh, no vote him, no vote Nita Shena. There are six sort of derivatives. Derivative of death is sleep, no vote Nivua Chalom. Derivative of prophecy is dreams, and no vote Ha'olam Haba, Shabbat. Right? And the, right, the, in Brachot, in the last parak, it's called a 60th of, right? These are each a 60th of those. The next paragraph. Again, do you want to see it all together? Why do we say avotenu? Because we do that a lot. He has a few different words than we do. We should have friendship. I don't have this in mind. Group. Let our borders be filled with students. Let our end be successful. Let all of our hopes be litova. The first thing you have to do in the morning is pray. Nothing is greater than prayer. The netar and Achav, when he was doing tshuva, would do this right early in the morning and late at night. Tichtiv areita ki nichna Achav mipanai ki hi ratzon milfanecha shetargi leinu dvar mitzvah lo ledei avera al shemi kol orach rachi liti ragli zo evra vashiv ragli eldodecha zo mitzvah v'targi leinu minyan rigilim, right? The point is, it's about rigilim, right? About being accustomed. O kimo lo rega aloshuni, or it could be something else, okay? Like the opposite of, like lashon hara, l'kach echad mitzvah v'lomar mitzvot, right? And maybe that's why it says b'dvar mitzvah is don't make me speak lashon hara. Maybe it's really just about lashon hara. This whole bracha is about lashon hara. L'fi damrin shem bereishit raba. Why would that be? She'imbalacha ani b'boker v'natat lo v'oto ani atzma bali yadcha b'erev tenlo. That if the same poor person comes to you in morning and night, give him twice. Klomar. Don't be say I won't give twice. Right? Maybe this isn't about all mitzvot; it's about specific ones. Next one. So maybe what we're asking God is not just get used to mitzvot, but give me one mitzvah that I can succeed in, and don't make me. Even if people sin, He's saying what's worse. Doing a little sin here, a little sin there, or having one sin that comes to define you. So maybe what we're saying is, right? Let us become murgal in one mitzvah. One mitzvah comes to define us, and let no avera come to define us. And then he says, okay, every yihiratzon is a tefillah, and quote this from standing, skip the next page. Now he says chelki, right? Where does he think chelki comes from? And this Abu Dram doesn't say. Why do we say that make the Torah my chelek? He says because morasha kilat Yaakov, it's my inheritance. That's what you're invoking. That's why you have the right to demand that God give you a portion of Torah. Because it is ours. It's our inheritance. And ki chelek Hashem amo. And the flip of that is that Hashem's portion is us. V'darshinam imrash tehillim kinesh damar nafal plik Planita lepalon is like when people say, "Oh, that shidduch, perfect shidduch, right?" That's what we're really saying. God, you are our shidduch. We belong to you. You belong to us. This is just natural. Let's just, right, love at first sight, okay? And then he says, "What is v'tein chelkenu b'tarat techa?" This the Abu Dram doesn't have. Torah shebal peh. He says, "We're not just asking for Torah. We're saying, give us our chelek. What's our chelek? Torah shebal peh." Torah is yours, but our portion of Torah, we're davening for Torah Shabbal Peh. V'hainu d'armina b'tanchuma, and that's what the Midrash says in the Tanchuma, shlosha dvarim bara kadosh baruch hu b'rshuto shel adam. There were three things that God created in our reshut. Yadayim u'peh u'raglayim, hands, feet, and mouth. U'kishya kadosh baruch hu chafeit gam elu einam b'rshuto. And when God wants, they're not in his portion. Moshe Amar Shlach Mabiyat Shishlach Amar Lo Matzav Shark Lecha B'Shutcha Amed V'Halach Shelo B'Tovato. He says, sorry, these are the things that human thinks they control, but they don't. He says, Targilenu isn't ragil, it's let us use our feet when we need them for mitzvah, regel. When God wants his feet, people can't use them. What's his proof? That Yeravam, if you remember the beginning of that story in Malachim, he tried to point to the Navi to kill him, and then his hand withered. Right? So he says, we don't own our hands, we don't control our feet, we don't control our mouth. So we say to God, let me use my feet for mitzvah, because you control it. And the same with Tichazkenu b'mitzvotecha. What does he think Tichazkenu means? Give us control of our hands. So how does he solve the free will problem?
Give us free will.
Meaning we're asking for the physical strength in our feet, in our legs, in our mouth to do the mitzvah. We're asking for the physical ability. Right? It's not about the choice, it's about the physical ability to actualize it. And that's what he says for Peh as well. Okay, I'm gonna skip around a little bit. And then skip to the last paragraph, another meaning of Gomel Chasadim. He says, V'od v'tigmleinu chasadim tovim, d'amar b'tanchuma b'yom tova heye b'tov. On good days, be good. B'gmilat chasadim shetaseh im haniyim sheshalem l'cha kodesh baruch hu tovot b'yoter. It's basically, do tzedakah and God will pay you back. That's what it is. K'damrina Reb Ruvein, ma'u g'mulo yishalem lo, yachol natan prusa... You might have thought that what it means is that if you give a poor person a pruta, God will give you back a pruta. No, Amar lo Kadosh Baruch Hu nafsho shel oto ani hayta mefarchetzet latzed v'natata lo pruta v'chayta. The poor person was dying of starvation. You gave him food. You gave him life. Chayecha shani achzir lecha nefesh tachat nefesh. I will give you back your life. And so, what does he think tigmaleinu chasadim tovim means? Remember, this whole bracha is about mechayam etim, is about giving us back our life. How does he understand it? In a second interpretation, if you do tzedakah and save people's lives when you don't realize it, that's the merit in which we say to God, listen, we're giving tzedakah, but we know that you look at what that causes, and you realize it saves lives, and you pay us back in kind. And that's what we're davening for. Okay? I gave you here 13 points. The Talalei Orot, which is like this compendium of different things, quoting all different types of mafarshim. I went through it and I made 13 different points of things that should be noted here, but we don't have much time, so I will read through them quickly. One is that if you're interested, some of the mafarshim distinguish between Shena and Tardema, between different types of sleep, and then they spend time figuring out why is our bracha about Shena and not Tardema. Some of the Mepharshim note that the theme of this bracha really is how. Right, remember we said how is the first part of the bracha connected to the rest? Mavir Shena Yiratzon Lefanecha Da Da Da. So that's the whole point of the bracha, which is Mavir Shena. As soon as we sleep is shaken from our eyes, what do? We do mitzvah. Right, that's actually the point, which is wake us up, and the first thing we'll do is do mitzvah. That's why these are joined together to highlight that point. The next point is that Yehi Ratzon Milfanecha. We saw already in some of the psukim that many of the psukim are focusing not just on the mitzvah, but on the relationship it creates with God. Several of the mafarshim point out that the word Ratzon could mean your will, but it also comes from Ratzui. May we be beloved to you. So if that's the case, then all those diukim we saw in the psukim, that the goal here is that we keep mitzvot so we have a relationship with God, may be hidden in the word ratzon. Okay? The mefarshim go through, some of them believe that if you read through all these words, it's basically a laundry list of make sure we avoid physical and spiritual harm. And they see in some of the words physical and some of them spiritual. Some of them see, as we've already seen in the psukim, brachot olam hazeh and olam haba. We talked about some of the problems with free will, and many of the later mafarshim deal with this problem, and they solve it the same way we saw in the psukim, abalatayr misayin lo, or give us the physical strength to do mitzvot, etc. Some of the mafarshim say targilenu is, there is an ambiguity. The targilenu can either mean help us reveal our nature, right? Meaning deep down we want to be good. Help us manifest that or change our nature, right? Those are two ways of understanding. And obviously, depending on which one you understand, that will affect the free will question. The Mepharshim note that this bracha is both about the fulfillment of the mitzvot and the effect of mitzvot, right? The reward of mitzvot, as well as the actual doing of it. The Mepharshim go through different types of tests that you can have in their context, where obviously to fully understand, lo lidin nisayon, you need to understand, are there tests that are good, there are tests that are bad, are there different types of tests, right? And that's a whole theology in itself. They also know that there are different types of yitzhei hara. To fully understand this, you have to understand that. Again, if you want to, we can come back to this after Ben Azman. I just feel like you're going to forget it. It's not worth it. So, you know. They note that there's two different languages here, Vitashli, right? Le'alashlit and Lachuf. One which is give us power over the other, over the Yetzer Hara, but doesn't imply that we've lost our free will. Whereas Lachuf, to force your Yetzer Hara, does seem to be. So maybe it's give us the power and then we will force it, right? Give us the power to force it, because you can't do that. That would be taking away free will, right? So you have to note the different languages that we're using. Many of them note that it's clear that we're asking God for help, but we're not giving up our own Hishtadlut, and we've seen that already just in the basic read of it. And then they talk about what are chasadim tovim as opposed to other types of chasadim, like bad chasad, what is that? And they try to figure that out. So, right, you can see that right off the bat, even just our basic overview does not do justice, because every word here has layers that you could look at. We have 4 minutes left, but as you can see, even just Rav Kook, the rest is just Rav Kook. That's just the Inayah. The last page and a half is just the Inayah. On this bracha, let's see if in 4 minutes we can get see it. So on Mavir Shena, he says, "What are we thanking God for?" Hachreach shal Shena b'betchuna kfula ha'ifuda nafshit. And Hachreach shem malach ha'ikah b'malach yuni, etc. Right? I mean, it's very poetic, but he says there are two things we're asking for, which is being spiritually reinvigorated and physically reinvigorated. He thinks both are captured in Mavir Shena. Oh God, we have 3 minutes. Okay. Right. Yeah, Rav Kook wrote a lot on this bracha. He really liked this bracha, apparently. Yiratzon Lofanecha. So he says, Acharei Sheba Hodal Chidush Achayim Apnimim Anafshiim Achotzoniim Agufaniim. After we thank God for our new life, inner worlds, outer worlds, Al Yidei Avarat Sheina Menu Yifunu Avapai Hinenu Shavim Lepalel Lashem Elokeinu. We then daven Hamashpi Alinu Kudushato We daven for Kedusha and we focus on Kedusha Avot because that's part of what makes us holy. And that if we return to normal life and keeping Torah, that's what makes us holy. And then on Al Tavi Einu Lidei Chet Lo Lidei Aver Ava Aval, he says there's three Shalosh Bechinot Bishmir Adam Mechshol. There are three types of stumbling blocks you could face. One is from a moral lack. So sometimes it's because we're just weak, right? Some is because we're evil. Some is because we're weak. And some is because we're just... we have a lack spiritually, we're weak spiritually, or we're actually bad, right? And he thinks that all of these are being captured. Then Nisayon, right? He gets into why is Nisayon bad? Bizayon. As we've seen from Rav Kook before, because he thinks that human dignity is essential, and therefore asking God to avoid disgrace is fundamental, because Kavanah Briyot is so central, right? So that's why it's legitimate to say don't disgrace us, because human dignity is so important. Tashlei Beno Yetzer Hara, he says, yes, we have free will, but sometimes we're so, like, it barely feels like we have free will. That's what we're asking for. We're saying, listen, sometimes it's so hard because we're so close to sin, right? It's God, let us not feel that compulsion. So there he notes that there are two types of bad people. There are people who are intrinsically bad, right? Or people who are good, but partnering them with bad, right? He says, what are we asking for? Two things. Don't let us be with wicked people. And then we know there are certain people that we're good and they're good, but we bring out the worst in each other. So Rav Kook says, keep us away from intrinsically bad people and keep us away from good people who bring out the bad in us. V'davkeinu v'yetzer hatov u'masim tovim. He highlights the fact that sometimes we're good, but it doesn't become part of us. Again, dveikut is about, no, it becoming part of us. Chofet yitzreinu, what are we adding? Is stronger than just help us do the good thing, but make basically our whole life become defined by godliness, right? At some point where it's like we've subjugated the Yetzer Hara, that's what he thinks that word adds. And then, Tineinu Hayom B'chol Yom L'chein L'chazer Rachamim, he goes to the Inyanei HaSkulot HaTovot V'Akter Shanach Vachim Shubanu Sivam, right? We ask for all these goodness, he goes through all the details. Tiglein L'chazadim Tovim, he says, "Inyan gemilu chasadim ba'al arot shana v'tzapim l'chasadim." Is that we want it as a gemul, right? He says, "What we learn is we don't just want good things; we want it as tignelenu chasadim tovim. We want it because we deserve it." And then, "Agomel chasadim tovim l'am Yisrael, chasadim asher am Yisrael, Hashem am asher bachar bo, Hashem l'or olam mikabel me'ed Hashem mikabelu otat zurosh gemul batam al ma'asav l'rachav libo." Races, the same is true of the nation. So again, he picks up a lot of these things. If you want to read it inside, you can. But it's already after one. And again, I don't really want to continue this to after Inazmanim, unfortunately. So I think this is a little bit more abbreviated. But what can you do?